and how we can get them to perform, but now sustain it. And at the moment, we're in a real good space. We're doing all right. We're making sure the players are sustaining performance week in, week out. We're trying to push players that have got potential to help them try and maximise that potential, which is good. But yeah, I don't really see pressure as a way of, I've got to get 3 points. I just see it as more from a performance point of view. Has what I've done on the pitch this week and me and Casey done on the pitch, if I've done something as an individual and I've coached something, is that starting to be seen on the pitch? That's the pressure I put myself under. And if they're doing it well, they're doing it well. If they're not, I've got to take that pressure to go, well, I need to do this more, or I need to develop this area. But I don't put the pressure on myself, really, or I don't think we do as a group, as a team. And Casey doesn't at all. She doesn't put the pressure on to say it's got to be 3 points, because, and she's very clear at saying in terms of every single week that what this game doesn't define your season. And I don't think it does. Every game doesn't define your season. But if we can make sure we maintain a consistent performance level, that we can get where we want to be and achieve what we want to achieve.
Interesting. And then what about yourself? I mean, you've been assistant now at two different WSL teams. Yeah. What's your ambitions for the future? Would you like to be the head coach of a team?
Hopefully so. Yeah, down the line. I really enjoy, this might sound silly to some people, but I really enjoy being an assistant at the moment. I've enjoyed being an assistant when I was at Everton, because I'm able to take a step back, see the game from a totally different perspective, enables me to reflect more before I make decisions. But yeah, I'm hoping down the line I'm going to be given an opportunity to manage a club, manage a team, and be able to put into place my own philosophy, coaching philosophy and methodology in the way I want to work, and hopefully be successful. So somewhere down the line, whether that's domestically or international football, I'd like to think that I'll be given an opportunity to put in practice my own model. But I think I'm not looking at that anytime coming up. I'm looking at it probably more down the line, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years.
Do you think you'd stay in the women's game, or you'd come back into the men's game, or do you think there's maybe not? Do you think once you're in the women's game, you're in the women's game, sort of thing?
No, I don't. You know what? I don't think that at all. I think the right opportunity, whether it's female or male, will make a difference to me. It's just got to be the right opportunity and the right fit, from a footballing point of view, from a business perspective, in terms of what ambitions the club have got and things like that. So yeah, male or female, I haven't got a preference. As long as it fits with myself and I have the same ambitions as what the club does, I'd work in either game. It wouldn't make a difference. I'd come back into men's football now or boys football now if the opportunity was right. But at this moment in time, I've probably never been happier in football in terms of what I'm doing. So hopefully I'm not going to touch wood. I'm not going to be moving anytime soon.
Yeah. And you've had quite a remarkable career already in terms of you worked at some massive clubs and you worked in the boys game and the female game. What would your advice be to a young aspiring coach who wants to, you know, work at the highest level like you are?
The biggest one is probably the way they probably use a lot, just be courageous. Take risk, which is a big one, but also a big one probably for me is education. Educate yourself on what you want to do and where you want to get to. Educate yourself on where the game is and where it needs to go and where you want to take it. But then be courageous and brave to make your own decisions, because a lot of coaches nowadays, you'll see the elite managers working, and you'll see a Pep Guardiola, Diego Simeone, whoever, all the big managers in world football, and a young coach will always look at one of them and try and put in practice what they're doing. How do they do that? And I'm going to try and do it. But I'd always say be courageous and brave, but be unique with your own ideas. So always have a selling point for yourself, where if I'm going to be a coach, my unique selling point is this, and my way of getting a job is this. And that's probably the biggest part. Be courageous and brave, but be unique in terms of what you are as a coach. Be yourself. Don't try and be someone else.
And what about, you know, you mentioned it earlier about you getting that break. What about that, you know, trying to get into the game, getting that first step on the ladder?
Networking's a big one. Networking, speaking to people, whether that's on social media, all those platforms. A lot of events, Saul. So you have a lot of conferences that go on. Whereas the FA conference is the one that happens in Wales. There's lots of different conferences that go on, a lot of courses that go on. Getting on them and networking is key. But another big one for me is volunteering. I done so many voluntary hours when I was younger, to make sure that I demonstrated that I was committed and I was hardworking, and I really wanted the opportunity. And that for me was key to get that break in. I think you've got to really, you've obviously now, as the game moves forward and it modernizes, obviously you need the right qualifications and badges to get in at certain levels. But I'd always say do lots of volunteering and show that you're committed to what you want to do.
Fantastic. Martin Ho, thank you very much, mate.
Cheers. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for tuning in to the MyPersonalFootballCoach.com Soccer Player Development Podcast. MyPersonalFootballCoach.com's Dynamic Ball Mastery Program is the world's leading online individual technical training program, proven and developed at the highest level in the English Premier League. Sign up now to train like the pros and take your game to the next level. Master the ball, master the game.